Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 through 47. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands."
Life's Goliaths come in all shapes, sizes, and intensities. An unhappy relationship, a difficult job, a pile of debt. In today's scripture passage, David faced what appeared to be an insurmountable problem. But he was victorious through God's power. We can be too. David declared victory over Goliath before the battle even began. His confidence was rooted in the Lord's provision in his past experiences. What's more, David believed triumph was certain because he came in the name of the Lord. As a shepherd, he'd spent hours alone in the wilderness, listening to God's voice. Even a giant's discouraging shout couldn't shake his convictions about who God is and what he could do through his servant. David had practical faith habits. A strong relationship with the Lord developed from spending time in his presence. This, in turn, enabled David to face problems with certainty that he was a beloved child of God, with full access to his Heavenly Father's storehouses of power, courage, and wisdom. If doubts ever arose, he could look back on God's great faithfulness in past troubles. To be victorious, those of us who are believers should practice David's spiritual habits. Spend time with God and keep a record of His work in your life. You can be confident that He is sufficient, no matter the obstacle.